Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining me on the line now is the owner of the chocolate tree, Moshe Amoils. And every year this man gets shouted at by consumers saying, how can it be so expensive? How is your product so expensive? And he says, look, it's not my fault. So he joins us on the line. Good morning, Moshe.
Good morning, Kathy. Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well. Thank you. Moshe, did you receive a price increase earlier, well, in round about September, October last year from the Best Inn?
Did indeed, Kathy. We did receive an increase.
And what was that increase, if you don't mind sharing?
Okay, Kathy, well, let me just put on record here that, you know, I've come on air. I am representing but many companies out there, unfortunately, are living in a bit of a fear of the repercussions if they were to come up on air. And it's a sentiment that is felt by many of us in the manufacturing industry. But everyone, if they feel the need to bring this up, with either in a public forum or directly with the Beth Inn, I do encourage them to do so. And that being said, just with regards to the fees, so to give you a bit of a background with the increases, my PASAC fees for 2017 was $7,200. For 2018, it went to $10,530, which is about a 46% increase. For 2019, there was things became quite complex between myself and the Beth Inn with regards to fees, because I then had to jump to my normal annual fees. My annual fees were up until from 2015 were increasing by 10% until 2018. Then at 2018, where my fees for 2017 was about $8,900. My fee was then, I was given a fee of close to advised that it was going to be 68,000 rand. So going from about 8,800, and then went up to an amount of 68,000 rand, to which quite a big of a jump. But the big thing were willing to give me a bit of a discount, realizing that, you know, it was quite a substantial jump and considering the time from that. And they agreed on an amount of 22,000 rand, which is still close to over 150% increase for my annual all-year-round fee. After much deliberation, negotiation, and discussions, and back and forth, and it became quite unpleasant, I will say that. And, you know, there was definitely a feeling of breakdown of relationships with the Beth Inn. Now, you've got to realize, Kathy, this kind of the chocolate tree's been around since 1986. We've been involved with the Beth Inn for 34 years. We've seen it grow through many different regime changes and policy changes and everything like that. And unfortunately, lately in the last few years, we've had quite a significant breakdown, unfortunately, with the Beth Inn over the fees, because there's just, we cannot find a justification to see why there's such a dramatic increase in the fees from over anything between 46% up to 150% and into the 340% even. And it has the requirement that I've had to go and I've tried to negotiate with Dovie Goldstein, which unfortunately did not end up very well. I've managed to find a good relationship with Rabbi Dovie Rabin there. And, you know, they have come to certain compromises and negotiating on these fees. But it's been a very uphill battle constantly with them, to the point that actually just this past Pesach for 2020, my fee, which for 2019, once we had to, after negotiating this tremendous increase of that nearly 466% increase they wanted to of the 68 when they brought it down to the 22,500, which we actually negotiated after nearly 6 months of back and forth with the Beth Inn on this. At one point, there was almost a point that I didn't even have any, I wasn't actually certified with them because it was taking so long. So we negotiated to the fact that both my Pesach fee and my annual fee will be incorporated in an amount of 22,500, and it'll be a combined amount. Now, that works great for me from the point of view that going forward, it was one lump sum amount, because I didn't see the point of why I have to be charged for Pesach as well as annual. I do Pesach every year. I've been doing Pesach for the community for over the last 20 years, and it just would work out better for me financially with my budgeting to just know that this is my set annual fee from the Beth Din. Now, that amount we were happy with, the negotiation was signed off, and that's what I've had for 2019. Then I got an email at the end of 2019 that my fees, now with that, sorry, just to go back on that, $22,500, we distributed basically the ratio of 11,000 and 11,250 towards Pesach and 11,250 towards annual, my annual fee.
Okay.
Then I got an email when I was, after many months of trying to, you know, we start Pesach, our preparation for Pesach for the following year at the end of 2019. We're already starting on 2020's Pesach. So for a good part of many years from about, from about August to November, we were trying to get our pricing for, to know, to make sure we knew what our price was for Pesach 2020. And eventually, you know, because we need to start giving our the retailers a pricing indication so they know how much in quantities to order and going forward so they can place orders with us. In November, once we're really basically signed and sealed and we're ready to start the preparation of Pesach, we're really ordered in our materials, we're given the go-ahead, the only thing we're waiting for was the finalization of our quotation for Pesach, we were quoted an amount of 45,000 Rand for Pesach alone. Just for the, that was for Pesach alone. We're saying I've gone from 11,250 to now 45,000 Rand. I was, and we were sitting with my materials in my own storeroom, a part of the production areas already being cutted over to be ready for Pesach packing, and now we get hit by this amount. And once again, I'm back now trying to negotiate this, because at 45,000 Rand, what you've got to realize is that that's just the fee from the Beth Din. That's not including the mashgiach fees that can come in, that can cost anything between 32,000 Rand up to 56,000 Rand for our Pesach run. That doesn't include the cashing fees that would have to be incurred for someone from the Beth Din to come in and cashier our equipment. So before we know it, I'm now sitting to run a production run for Pesach at over 100,000 Rand in just the fees and the mashgiach fees and all of that. Now, that is quite a substantial knock, and it worked out to be close to nearly 8% of my turnover figure for that period, just going towards my Beth Din fees, which you know, as we had heard from the lady from yesterday, the anonymous caller, that if I had to take that amount now and put it into my pricing, we know what happens when you take the 1 rand and how it compounds and becomes more expensive. But it wouldn't have only been just 1 rand. It would have been quite a more than just 1 rand going into the pricing of our products. And for myself as a person who's a manufacturer in South Africa, who has heard the concerns of many of our shoppers out there in the hours of Pesach, where they complain about the cost of the Pesach products, I aim to achieve and do whatever I can to make sure that Pesach products are affordable, that people are able to go and buy what they need for their families so that they can have a Pesach. You know, my cocoa, for instance, my cocoa powder was cheaper than your all year round cocoa powder, because I even take a reduction on my margins in order to make something like that as a basic essential in a family's home, in order to be able to go and be able so that person can buy it off the shelf and provide for their family. So to now go from an 11,000 Rand fee up to a 45,000 Rand fee, I was fabulous. And I got right on the phone straight away with the Beth Din, and after much meetings with them, with Raven, we were able to bring that fee down quite considerably. And they renegotiated that amount which ended up being 22,000 Rand. Just over 17,000 Rand. And which still, considering that you've gone from 11,000 to 17,000, was quite a bit of a jump. But it wasn't, you know, it was definitely better than 45,000 Rand.
Was the Beth Din with any increase, was their service to you changing at all? I mean, I'm just trying to find how they justified it to, you know, to the people who they certify. Were they perhaps doing more inspections? Instead of doing monthly inspections, they were doing weekly inspections. How was it justified? How was it accounted for?
Kathy, we were not given any, I was not given any proper justification. There was actually nothing that changed from their point of view. What I was receiving 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago is the same as what I was receiving now. From our point of view, from our company, we had to source all certification. We had to source all the documentation to support what products we were trying to have certified as PESAC. We had to contact different organizations around the world. And there were certain personnel at the BEFIN and that did assist me in their own personal capacity, which was amazing of them, but there was nothing specifically out of the, that I can turn and say, wow, okay, the BEFIN is charging me this, but now look what I have. You know, it took me over 4 months just to be given my quotation for my BEFIN fee. It delayed me considerably to the point that I emailed them and said, guys, what is going on? You're delaying me to give my customers their pricing. I can't work on quantities. It is now November. I'm starting my production already. And I had been applying for PESAC since already August. Before then and waiting for that pricing. There was nothing to justify this kind of increase. And whenever I was, you know, I did ask for it, you know, I don't want to go too much into it, but it wasn't anything that made me turn around and say, wow, okay, fine. No, here, you know, guys, here we go. And yeah, it was just, as I said, it's just broken down a lot of, unfortunately, years and years of built up relationships in the BEFIN.
What would it take to make you a happy camper?
Kathy, you're asking a lot, a big question here. You know, there's a lot that's gone on. You know, I feel that BEFIN needs to be a lot more transparent, with what the fees are going to. You know, when I approach, for instance, my retailers, if I go to Pick and Pay or my Clicks retailers and I turn around to them and say, listen, I've got to now increase my product by even an amount of 20%, you know, as opposed to your normal average 10%. They turn around and say, well, 20%, that's quite a lot higher. We want to see give us the breakdown of what has gone up so much that you justify coming in by an extra 10%. Where is it your raw materials? Is it your packaging? Is it your transportation? Well, they need some justification. So it's interesting to come and turn around to us and say that we need going over more than a normal fear of a percentage increase. You've got to give us some justification. Be transparent. This is a working relationship that takes two sides to work. You've got to respect us as the manufacturers just as much as you want the respect from us manufacturers. Then be open, be transparent, and honestly, be more willing to accommodate people coming on as new kosher suppliers. When I heard the anonymous woman talking about the fact that they're charging her 45,000 rand, I was horrified because when I was trying to encourage someone else I knew about 3-4 years ago to come on, they were charging 12,000 rand at that time for a new manufacturer to come on. Wow. And now that's gone to 45,000 rand. It's shocking to hear something like that. And if I was a non-Jewish person trying to get my products kosher certified, I would definitely reconsider that amount, you know, going that route.
So, I want, you know, you said that you've been kosher certified, did you say 13 years?
34 years.
34 years. My apologies.
Yeah.
So, a lot of companies that have called me, and many of them don't want to go on air because they are fearful of the repercussions, which I think is mind-blowing in and of itself. But, you know, a lot of them are considering signing with the Montreal Heksha. I mean, do you think that that's viable for South African businesses to do that? And I'm not asking you if you would do that. I'm just saying I'm trying to get your inside perspective on the viability of signing with the Montreal Heksha.
Yeah, Kathy, I, you know, in my industry, I work in a a huge industry where there's always competition. Monopoly's unhealthy. It allows people to just dictate what pricings are going to happen. And I think competition is very important. It's a two-sided sword because I understand that it's important to follow what your local betting and cash out is, because you do not want to break up the community from that point of view. But I do also believe that it is important that there has to be another option out there for people to be, that if they're unhappy with one option, whether it's pricing, whether it's relationships that have been destroyed, that there is something else out there. And even from, I think that it is definitely something that people should definitely look at, because we, many times the business has been given the opportunity to rectify things. This isn't an isolated incident that I'm just referring to for myself personally. I know it's not for many other people. This has been going on for the last couple of years, without any resolution. And companies, manufacturers are, to put it bluntly, are cutful. They really are. And why must the consumers suffer the end? Because the pricing gets loaded into them. It's the Mrs. Schwartz and the Mrs. Rabinowitz and the Mrs. Whoever. It's the family sitting there trying to buy the products off the shelf that are suffering the most from this. You know, I have my moments with them. I move on. My pricing gets increased, and that's how it is. But it does also then hurt us as well, because now, Mrs., you know, if people are going through tough times, those people can't afford, as was brought up by many other people, that can't afford kosher, cannot afford buying things. So now we're coming back where swinging the pendulum is swinging the other way, because now a company's turnover is reducing because people can't afford to buy products anymore because the pricing has been increased. So it's a very unfortunate situation of what's going on, a very unfortunate circumstances that we're now facing. But for me personally, I would say yes, go overseas, because if those companies that go overseas are able to get it better, are able to get it cheaper, then I will turn around and say, well, make sure if you are getting it cheaper, you are getting better, make sure you pass it on to the end consumer, because that's who we're there for, to try and provide for.
All right, Moshe, in a last word, a message has just come through from Unsigned. Says, could one take the kosher department to the Beth Din for their behavior, just asking for a friend? Which is an interesting question, right? Because you've got one department, or you've got two departments of the same organization, which is the UOS, the Union of Orthodox Synagogues. What do you think? Cool. Maybe that's a question for Dovie Goldstein tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, Kathy, I can say that personally, unfortunately for me, I had a bit of a knock kids with the Beth thing a couple of years ago over my Pesach fees. It got to such an unfortunate, nasty point that we ended up in front of Rev Kurtzdag at the time to try to resolve the situation. And that was purely because I actually ended up getting a lawyer's letter from the Beth Din to retract my comments that I had made, which I was quite horrified and shocked to have received, because as this person is mentioning, surely if it's an internal Beth Din matter, you should be going internally with the Yodayonim and Beth Din and rather resolve it internally than by getting some civil lawyer to be sending you a letter demanding you withdraw your comments and all of that. So, I don't know how they play. I don't know what the rules are that they play by. I feel they play by the, I don't want to comment too much further on it.
Okay, fine. You can leave it there.
I cannot say what they're going to, what they will do or what they won't do.
All right. Moshe Amoyles from the Chocolate Tree, thank you very, very much. And personally, I just want to thank you for your Pesach muesli. It's delicious.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, Kathy. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye. Okay.